Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
All right, it's hour number three of Bart and Han. Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number. A couple of lines still open, so jump in now while you can. What do you say we go full buffet here, Bart, right? Because we got tons of topics, different things we can get to. I feel like Jake and I need to get back at you about this whole Aaron Judge thing.
Man, listen, Machado was in Baltimore, so I'm always going to be, you know, hold Baltimore down.
Potato, potato, Machado.
You know what I'm saying? But Machado is
come
him.
On, man.
He is him.
He is not that him.
He's not an all-star?
You're like, you did, what was the phrase he said? Just some, you didn't say random Yankee, right? What did you say?
I'm saying some Yankee.
Just some Yankee. Aaron Judge is not some Yankee.
Listen, when I say Yankee, I'm talking about Yankee. I'm talking about the Civil War above the Mason-Dixon line Yankee. I'm not saying Yankee in a literal
sense.
It's like
Pat Kelly is just some Yankee.
I'm saying he left Machado, his Dominican brother, and you think he's going to stay for some Yankee? Some above the Mason-Dixon line?
Some Yankee.
Some dude from California.
Yankee is Charlie Hayes.
Some dude
that's
from California.
Some Yankee.
No, I'm saying Yankee as above the Mason-Dixon line, Civil War.
Now we're going to do this.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Some Yankee.
So now you're going racist. Going full-blown racist.
Listen,
I'm saying he left his brother.
He didn't leave his brother.
Call me Jasper.
Bart, you're a Yankee.
Call me Jasper from the Dave Chappelle Show. I'm the black-white supremacist.
You are a Yankee.
Listen, some of us.
I am a Yankee too. I'm from Detroit.
Dominicans, bro. Some of us Dominicans know the Yankees before we know our own brothers. I'm just keeping honest.
Don't forget.
The junkies.
The junkies.
Y'all got dissension amongst the Dominican ranks?
What's going on, Papi?
There's no dissension. I mean,
why'd you call him Papi?
Because
That's what Dominicans. Don't y'all Dominicans say Papi?
Yes, they
call each other Poppy, right? Listen, I'm from the Midwest. I don't know.
It's a stereotype, but yes, we do.
Yeah, but they say Poppy.
It's a stereotype. Are you comfortable calling you Poppy?
I was just eating watermelon. You just made me a stereotype because I'm eating watermelon.
I'm definitely not.
How did he make you the stereotype when you're the one that bought said watermelon
and the fried chicken
and decided to eat it all at once?
Listen, how about
and who pointed it out?
No, it wasn't me.
I didn't do anything with that.
How about black people eat watermelon and chicken because it's good? Not because that's not like on our daily diet. Everybody eats fried chicken and watermelon. I can't eat it in public. I gotta eat my chicken and watermelon in private. Like, what are we talking about? Chicken is good. That's why Popeyes and KFC been running all these franchises on every corner. And it's hot. And I want to hydrate. And most people don't realize that you get most of your hydration from your food, not water that you consume. Watermelon is 95% water. I'm trying not to have a heat stroke walking all the way back because ESPN make us park 3.5 blocks from the damn building. That's what I'm saying, man.
Make you?
You feel me, Poppy?
They don't make
because I don't want to pay $100 to park for 3 hours. I take the ESPN discount. They should have a damn shuttle. What are we talking about?
$100 to you is
Alan,
to me.
You involved, Alan. Don't try to hide behind them glasses. You involved. If I go down, you go down. Same team, brother.
I mean, his name is on the show, so he is effectively going to be the one.
I don't want to hear Alan with the disclaimer. I don't want to see him.
I don't know what he's talking about. I don't know how we got on this topic. This was not in the rundown. I was never expecting to get into this topic whatsoever.
Remember when Jalen Rose said something, and then by halftime he was back like a hostage video talking about, "Yeah, I'm sorry for the words I said." I don't want to see you act like you got to go to the bathroom during a break.
I haven't said anything. Why would I have to apologize? I said nothing.
Alan, you put on glasses like you hiding.
It's very bright in here.
I bet not look on social media when you say you got to go to the bathroom, like the words of Bart Scott does not represent, you know, the words of Alan and the Han family. Don't send me out there on that boat by myself, man. If I go down, I'm taking a whole lot of people with me, Miss Hawkins.
Let me go send out the tweet now from the show account.
Why don't you just handle that for
me? Bart's actions does not reflect the rest of the show.
Man, you telling me I can't eat watermelon in public.
Nobody told you anything.
Yeah, nobody said that.
Nobody said a word.
You said I was eating fried chicken and watermelon. Yeah, it's good.
You ain't mentioned the honeydew I had. I had honeydew too. You said, was it Tullamore dew, honeydew?
Yeah, it was honeydew.
All right. You blamed Jake for having watermelon And I was just pointing out that the Jay got nothing to do with it. You were the one that bought it and decided to eat it and then made a big deal about it.
Because it's good. I didn't make a big deal. You just pointed it out.
I didn't point anything out. You did.
You was like, how that watermelon, Bart?
I know.
It's good, ain't it?
I never said
anything. I said it was juicy.
You did, didn't you?
Yes.
Okay.
It's so juicy.
That's how you said it.
So refreshing, well, man. It's like drinking a eating a Gatorade.
It is. We have calls to get to. We have topics to get to. It is hour number three of Bart
and
Han.
Okay, whoa, okay. Hey, Christian, come to the mic, B.
Oh, yes.
We do this in two-part harmony, yeah. B. Come to the mic, son.
You want to introduce Christian?
No, right there. You go to that one.
No, let him he can come in here.
There we go. Can you hear us? Put the mic on. You got us, son? You got us in your ears?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
Hey, man, please introduce him formally.
Make sure you wipe off the activator juice, like, because Jake don't be liking that on his hat. You know what I'm saying?
All right. It's not, I don't think he's using Soul Glow.
Oh, that's natural.
No.
You just put water in there and shook it, and it curl up like that, man?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that is a nice piece of lettuce right there.
Is he lucky?
Yes.
Yeah.
We got our boy Christian here with us. Listen, you say your last name because I can't say it.
Portilla.
Portilla.
You know, we said it before the show.
But I can't listen. Listen, my reading comprehension is not that good.
You didn't have to. Oh, never mind. Sorry, Christian.
You have to use
and
it in
Mr.
the sentence.
And Mr. and Mrs. Portilla.
You know what I'm saying? He's here visiting us from Fordham Prep High School.
Yep.
Big up to the Brizox.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? He's a huge Knicks fan. We're going to get in that. We're going to get into that at 2:30.
Yes. He's got some hot takes.
Do you know what time it is?
Do you know this show and know what we do right now?
He don't know what time it is. Let's explain to him because we wrote this in one part harmony.
We did.
This was a solo, but sometimes we do duets. So this is what we do. When we start off usually at the top of the hour, the third hour, the final hour, we like to call that the power hour.
Right.
But so when we go,
but he's in school while we do this, so normally he wouldn't be hearing this.
Well, he still has the app. I mean, you can really put it in your ear. Yeah,
we do have a podcast, Christian. I mean, really.
The last hour of school, who cares? I mean, school's over.
No, don't tell him that.
Okay,
no, school's important. It's just that we do have a podcast, and he could listen to it, and therefore he would know this segment.
That is right. So when
homework,
when
listen to the podcast.
So when Alan tees us up,
yes.
I need you to take a diaphragm breath. Through the nose, you know, you blow your stomach out, and we're going to go. When he asked me what time it is, I'm going to say it's the power hour.
But you say it with your chest,
you say it from
shake the room.
From the diaphragm. I want your navel,
the
navel to vibrate.
Like, you know when Mike Breen goes, bang!
Yeah. Yes.
What you got to be.
It's got to come from there.
I need you at that level.
But you got to hold it. Because, listen, it's like singing a note. And the whole other. It's like that. We're going to hold it for at least 15 seconds.
No. He's so not saying hour. You're saying hour over and over again.
Hour.
Like
but that's one breath.
That.
It's not hour.
No.
Continuous.
Yes.
All right.
You in shape for this?
Yeah.
You ready?
All right. He's ready. He looks ready.
Take that diaphragm. All right, Alan.
All right. Christian Bart. It's hour number three. Bart and Han, what's that mean?
It's the power hour, 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 hour.
Stay with it. Make him quit. Make him quit. Make him quit.
We got Young Love.
He made you quit. We have a new champion.
I did hookah. Who knew I would pay at 30? Hey, 30. Come on.
Well done.
Appreciate it.
All right.
All right, go ahead, sit back down with juice and berries. That's it.
Christian at 2:30. yes, it is, by the way, the Power Hour. And it is brought to you by the vibrant all-electric Cadillac Lyric. Speaking of power.
Mm. Quiet power.
Yes. Just like right
smooth,
now. Just
comfort,
like this moment.
Comfort power.
800-919-3776. Cameron in Elmwood Park. Cameron.
Happy Wednesday, guys. How you
Happy
doing?
Happy Wednesday.
What up?
Happy hump day. Hey, I had a question in regards to that Devontae contract or trade rumor.
Mm-hmm.
Bart and Alan, so the cap might be around, I read somewhere around 28 or dead cap space if they were to, like, trade him now. But, like, next year would be around, like, that $15 million
Bart
mark.
Was, right, Bart, you broke that down right earlier.
Yeah, right. Yep.
Yeah, so if I'm the Raiders GM, why would I trade and have a dead cap now, considering the fact that, you know, Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew are battling for a spot? Mm-hmm. But if I'm trying to cut ties with him for next season, I could definitely see him being traded next year when, you know, his cap space is little to nothing that the Raiders could afford. And then you could start the rebuilding process for your offseason, maybe get a free agent quarterback or, you know, get somebody in the draft. Now, from what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing, next year quarterback draft isn't that strong as it was this year. I mean, I'm kind of upset that we didn't trade up this year to go get Michael Penix, but that's a whole nother story.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to kind of get like your guys' opinion as to, you know, where do you see this unfolding? And not only that, but do the Jets have enough cap space to even make that? Because I know Aaron gave money back, around like $30 million mm-hmm. back, but you still got to sign Sauce Gardner. You still got to sign.
No.
Not yet.
You don't have to sign Sauce for. You remember Sauce? This will be his third year.
Mm-hmm.
You got his rights for two. You got his rights for five. You can always franchise tag him. Yeah. You can do the same with Garrett. You know, if Vera Tucker balls out, you maybe can pay Vera Tucker, but you have nobody that you have to pay in the recent years.
All right, but what about Aaron? But what about Aaron though? Because Aaron, technically speaking, like Aaron has what, 1 year left?
Mm-hmm. But you can always
sign a 2 year.
But you always just make a fake contract where you give him a 5 year extension. When it's only a 2 year extension and a lot of dead money on the end of that. And then when Aaron leaves, you can pay all the receivers because then now the Jets would be somebody that has a young quarterback. That's why Jordan Travis was picked. Remember, Jordan Travis would have came out and probably been a number one pick.
I actually like that pick.
Right. He would have been
a
number
one. That was a solid pick,
right,
yeah.
Right.
That's why you don't worry about quarterback because I think they want to try it. They're going to buy time and develop him.
I love that pick.
Right. He would have been a number one pick, and his team would have probably been in the playoffs if he wouldn't have got hurt.
I 100% agree because I think they would have knocked out Alabama would never be in the playoffs if it wasn't for him getting hurt.
Right, so because they never lost a game. So anyway, what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down your question kind of bit by bit. Now, you asked why would the Raiders want to trade him and take that dead cap money? Because you want to ensure that you can get a Shedeur Sanders or get the number one pick in the draft, right? So you want to ensure that. So when you take Devontae Adams off this team, it kind of – shows that you're waving a white flag and you want to make sure that you got the best opportunity for the number one overall draft pick. So that's one. Two, you can trade him because the Raiders have – you can eat that dead cap money that he has because the Raiders have the fourth most cap space left as they have $34 million under the cap. So they still have so they can absorb that. And two, because you're going to force the Jets to either give you a two or a future two or a 2026 one, right? So now you end up, when you're a team that's trying to rebuild and you're going to have a young quarterback, now you can potentially have two number ones or two number twos. That's going to allow you to be able to maneuver and trade for other assets. Maybe you take that two and say, hey, I'm going to take this two and I'm going to give it to the San Francisco 49ers in the offseason and I'm going to get Brandon Ayuk. So now I've replaced Devontae Adams with somebody that's half his age because Devontae Adams will be entering. He's 32 years old. He'll be 33 next year. So it's ways to go about it and there's reasons why you would do that, especially if it's looking like you're not going to have a winning season, which probably they won't with Gardner, Minshew, and the other kid as his quarterback. And so now you also do right by Devontae Adams by giving him a chance as a Hall of Fame wide receiver to have an opportunity to win a Super Bowl. So that's kind of why it makes sense.
Yeah, you've been explaining that. And I still think it's something to keep an eye on throughout this season because I always believe with a smoke, there's fire. Let's continue with the calls. Mike in Long Island. What's up, Mike?
Hey, I wanted to comment about the Saquon trade. I think it was a good business decision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bart, when you throw out that 2% that Tannenbaum threw out, which might be why Tannenbaum's on the radio and not running the team, that's fuzzy math.
Because
2% is related to the entire cap, but the Giants only had $10.3 million cap available, so that was 37% of what they had available, compared to 15% of what the Phillies had available, and Philly didn't need as much help and work as the Giants did. So the Giants can't take 37% and use it on one player that is not going to advance the team when they needed to build out all those other.
If I could, Mike, just real quick, I you're doing the fuzzy math because you're talking about available cap when it's your full cap that does matter here because it's one player on full cap. Because as we know in the NFL, if you need to create space, it's very easy to do.
Yeah, and also, Mike, how much percentage of the cap does Saquon take on the Philadelphia Eagles? It's actually less than 2%. It's actually 1.49%.
It was 1.49, and But for the Giants to have gotten over, when you say the total cap is the number, they would have had to do a whole bunch of other transactions to increase that number.
They would have had to move,
They didn't have to do that for Philly. They could just slot him in where they were. So the 2% is not relevant because the total cap wasn't available to them.
All right, well, we're both kind of making the same point, but I think we all can agree, though, that
you can absorb $12 million.
The Giants are at a place where no matter what the cost was, they just weren't willing to pay the price to keep him. That's all that simply was.
Right.
There was a number because that he number said, if high. This is the number, I'll go to my owner. That wasn't a will whatever it takes will match. That's not what that was. That wasn't go find your market value and then we'll make sure we cover it. Therefore, now we know what your market value is. That wasn't that. That was see what you get, and if it's cheap enough, we'll keep you because we like you. But if it's to a point where, all right, we don't really want to pay that for a running back, that's what this was. This wasn't about Saquon Barkley. Yeah. This was about the position he plays.
Right.
If he could be a wide receiver, it would have been a totally different conversation.
He's still capable of getting 1,000 yards receiving.
I wouldn't want to do a little bit to try to prop up Daniel Jones and make him look better
Jones. They don't want to prop him up.
No, because I think you need to make it clear that he's not the guy.
He's not.
And make these other moves that help the people coming after Daniel Jones.
That's right.
Rather than spending such a high percentage of the cap.
So you're rebuilding.
A guy where you have so many of these other needs.
So you're rebuilding, right? So if you're not going to have Daniel Jones next year, who's going to be the quarterback? Probably a young guy? What does a young guy need? A great veteran running back that knows, that understands third down pass protection and understands how to play all three downs. Well, Saquon would be a perfect guy for that.
What a young guy needs is somebody like Neighbors on an early contract and some of the other moves they need to make to make it not a disaster for the new guy like it was for Daniel Jones.
Okay, so tell me
this. And you build that up.
So C.J. Stroud's a young quarterback, right?
Right.
Why did they go out and get Joe Mixon? Why not get him a young – right, because you need a young guy that's not going to mess up pass protection. And that could be a third down guy that understands how to pick up blitzes and understands how to beat a hot route and know when to check release and stuff like that. A young running back ain't what you want to really have if you trying to protect a young quarterback, because a young quarterback may hold on to the ball a little longer because he may get confused by
defense
that he's never seen.
A young running back, veteran quarterback, that's fine.
Exactly.
But you're comparing Houston to the Giants, and the Houston was in a much better position, and Stroud was way better than Daniel Jones. So doing that,
do we really think that? Do we really know that? We don't really know that.
We don't know what C.J. Stroud is until you see his second year.
But what I'm saying is also Daniel Jones has been on the worst
roster. I've seen enough of Jones to know that he's not the guy.
Daniel Jones has been on some of the worst. But everything that people say about Saquon, let's judge Saquon after this year, now that he's on the team, that he doesn't have to carry everything. People used to say the same thing about Matthew Stafford. And first thing he does when he goes to the Rams is win a championship. And now everybody's like, man, this guy might be this guy's an elite quarterback. They got him listed as the number two. Nobody ever thought that about him when he was in Detroit but me, because I played against him and I knew that he was a victim of his circumstances.
I agree with that. And I think Saquon, I'm not mad at him. I think he's going to ball out. And if I was him, I wouldn't even have given them the come back and see me. Because their opportunity was for me not to walk.
I agree. I give him credit for going back.
What I'm saying
is, he was willing to sacrifice glory to stay with the Giants, and the Giants said, we don't think you can do any better, so go look and come back to us.
If Daniel Jones was a member of the San Francisco 49ers, San Francisco 49ers would be in the same position that they are now. Like, sometimes you're a victim of your environment.
And you know what else? If Saquon Barkley signed with the Chargers, I don't think you're reacting the same way as you are reacting to this.
Yeah.
Because it's in your division. It's a rival. Yeah.
You're
going to have to hear it twice a year, year.
He might put two L's on your record. Like, so he's directly hurting you.
I think that's a big – like I said, if he went to the AFC and some West Coast team in the AFC, I just don't think it has the same impact. This is – feels more because of where he went. Cullum in the Bronx. Hey, Cullum.
What's going on, Bartholomew, Hollywood Han? So, the conversation with Saquon Barkley, I think it was already universally understood
throughout the whole regular season and the offseason before we even got the details in this, you know, in this show, you know, the Hard Knocks show and stuff like that. The Giants didn't want him. The Giants weren't going to pay for him. That was already a given. We all kind of believed that. We already had that thought process in our head. The one thing, and I'm not going to, there's nothing really that changes in my opinion about the situation. The other things that I'm taking away from watching this Hard Knocks thing, I got a couple examples, but one big one is I'm really not liking how this team looks like they analyze players and they stuff. Like the Christian Wilkins comments that one of the scouts made. He says like he doesn't like Christian Wilkins. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they're aware that Christian Wilkins played college ball with their star Dexter Lawrence. But the reason why they didn't want to get him is they said he wasn't a game changer on third down. And I'm no expert, but anybody can look this up. 67 of his last 67 pressures, 30 of them were on third down. So you're telling me he's not a playmaker and he's not a difference maker on third down? How can anybody find this information but an expert is just clueless on these facts? It makes me very concerned about the Giants. And there was plenty of other things that just look kind of sideways with how they analyze things overall and who's in that room and who's talking.
It's interesting, Cullum. I mean, this has been a look inside the Giant organization like we've never seen before. This off-season version of Hard Knocks is a lot of featuring scouts and the general manager. And it is something that you're learning a lot about Joe Shane and how he's trying to build and run this thing. You're learning a lot about Brian Daboll behind the scenes and how much John Mara, by the way, when he walks in the room, you know, that the presence that he has and part of the decision-making that he's part of. And Shefty said it yesterday. We played the sound that he said. Like, these are things that are going to be repeated, and the Giants are going to be reminded about this all season long. That's just a big part of this. But still, it's compelling, and we won't know until probably during or the end of next season, this coming season, if we're done, we're out, was the right thing to say when it comes to Saquon Barkley. I don't think you can definitively say it was the right or wrong thing to do right now. It's going to take at least 1 year to look and see what he looks like on a team like the Eagles that was, you know, a Super Bowl team and then considered a contender last year, although the season ended so poor. They were 10-1 right at one point, and then they just fell off the map. So what kind of renaissance season do they have with him? It all remains to be seen. But you brought up Christian McCaffrey. Boy, that looks a lot different when he went to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like the guy that early on in Carolina.
Yeah, his first year, yeah, before.
And so if that's what happens with Saquon, remember, Saquon's first year, he was unbelievable. He's dynamic. He was rookie of the year.
Yep.
So
that's when you still had a good roster.
And so that's what you want to see when he goes to the Eagles. Are you reminded of just how good this guy is? All right, more calls, 800-919-3776. We'll get in some Knicks coming up here as well because we have a special guest who's somewhat of a Knicks expert. And so we got some to discuss with him. But I want to discuss with you is that it is Barton Hahn, and we are brought to you by Tullamore Dew. Because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. It is Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, I don't think he even knows this movie. You don't know the movie, right? Of course, yeah.
You never seen Coming to
Can
America?
Can you turn this? First of all, turn this man's mic
on.
I'm
blaming that on you, Pops.
Is it? Your mic is not on, is it? Hey, give me a test. Is it not on?
You got to hold it down for the sound.
Why you got to hold it down? What are we doing here?
See, we ain't got
production.
That
While we're figuring out his mic.
Say something.
What's up?
Damn.
He got to hold the mic. He got to hold the button. Somebody give him some Gorilla
Don't
Glue.
Don't make him hold the
get
button.
Get some Gorilla Glue or something to hold his button down, say.
Jake, come in and hold the button.
Jake, too, he on the ones and twos.
All right, well, joining us right now on the show.
I blame you that he don't know what Soul Glow is. You ain't never watched Coming to America with your son?
He needs to see Coming
that
to America.
That is a bonding moment.
That is a bonding moment.
What do you
Mom
like?
Mom probably wouldn't want to watch the movie.
What do you like? Whatever you like. Bark like a dog. Arf, arf, a big dog.
Barton Hahn brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cast, matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. We do have the ESPN New York Tee It Up Golf Challenge presented by Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. It is this Monday at Colonial Springs Golf Club in Farmingdale. Teams compete for great prizes and bragging rights. You can still purchase a foursome today at ESPNNewYorkGolf.com. You can join Rick and Dave and me and Bart and other special guests as well. All proceeds benefiting the Garden of Dreams Foundation, a very big part of things that we like to do here. And at MSG, it's the best thing that we do. Individual tickets for cocktails and dinner also available. ESPN New York Tee It Up Golf Challenge presented by Jake's 58 Casino Hotel. It's brought to you by your tri-state Cadillac dealers, Michelob Ultra, Captain Morgan Sliced, Crush Orange Soda. I can never get that right. Crush Orange Soda.
Crush.
And the new Sun Cruiser Vodka Iced Tea. Learn more at ESPNNewYorkGolf.com. Well, speaking of Garden of Dreams, joining us right now, Christian Portilla, who is a 15-year-old. You heard him do the Power Hour before. Do we have? We do have it.
No, he embarrassed me, man.
He did.
He embarrassed me in front of my friends, Nino, man. It's the Power Hour,
Now here comes the youth. The youth kicks in. Stay with it. Make him quit.
Make him quit.
He got young love.
He made you quit.
Listen, man, I didn't. What a moment. I need to use my inhaler first. So I can stretch my lungs out first, B.
Yeah. I could have went on for days.
Coming off a cold.
So Christian's with us through the Garden of Dreams, and we'll talk more certainly about that. But you are a Knicks fan. Is that your favorite team of all teams?
That's my favorite team.
That's your team?
Yeah, that's my team.
All right. Are you Bing Bong, or you like Bing Bong's out?
I like Bing Bong.
You still like Bing Bong?
Yeah, I still like Bing Bong.
He feels it. He's still feeling Bing Bong.
The New York, Go New York, New York Go, or do the new remix from our kid?
I like Go New York.
The old school one?
Yeah.
You were saying that your dad really has gotten you into the history of the franchise, right? Like, so you're not just somebody that, because a lot of kids your age, you'll only reference anything that happened in your time. So anything before that doesn't count.
The 1900s. You know what I mean? He was born post 1900s.
Right.
So who's your top five Knicks of all time?
Ooh, going right for it. Come on, Christian. What do you got?
Number one, Walt Frazier.
Clyde, that's a good
alumni.
One.
Alumni, that's my guy. Southern Illinois.
That's right.
Saluki.
Number two, Willis Reed.
Willis, okay. The captain.
Yeah.
That's some hit. All right, so you're going with the champions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three, Ewing.
Patrick. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Good. Hi, Ryan.
That's my favorite place. It's my favorite player.
Number four, Carmelo Anthony.
Okay.
Wow. Bold
new,
choice.
New blood.
Bold choice.
Number five, Bernard King.
Wow.
Bernard King's that guy. But I'm surprised no Brunson.
It didn't pick a single Nick.
Brunson's not there yet. I'm sure give him 2 or 3 years.
But Brunson's already accomplished what Carmelo did.
But still, Brunson.
And he took less money. He took less money to stay. Well,
next year, I already have a take about next year.
Oh, let's go. All right, what do you feel? Because that's what I was going to say to you. As a fan, we've taken a lot of calls on this.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the Sixers went star hunting, right? They went and got Paul George. And, you know, and again, history, if you know it well, you know the Knicks for the last two decades have tried to go star hunting. And they ended up, they got Amari and Carmelo and
Durant.
That didn't get there. They're right. Kevin Durant didn't happen. Was another star chase.
Mm-hmm.
There were other names that you'd always hear about and it never came to fruition. We can go on and on with this, right? The Donovan Mitchell, they pass on him and a trade after not getting him in the draft. Instead of star hunting, they decide instead to build a team with culture and chemistry and the Villanova guys and all that stuff and depth. The Sixers went for Paul George. The Sixers went more for star hunting. Which one is going to work? So do you like what the Knicks did, and do you think that's going to work better than what the Sixers did?
I love what the Knicks did. They brought chemistry, which is what we needed. We already had it before Mikal, but now we got Mikal Bridges. Obviously, he was on Villanova.
Mm-hmm.
But next year, I don't think there's a team that could beat us with our depth. We can go 11 deep, which I love. Tibbs, a great coach. I love his coaching.
They say 11.
You're a little short, though. A little short. You only got Mitchell Robinson, who's like a fallen tree, like an oak tree. He's like an oak tree. He breaks easy.
Well,
are you worried about that that part?
I'm a little bit worried, but I mean, that doesn't concern me though. I mean, we still have great guards.
But you have Porzingis and you got Joel Embiid.
Yep,
and
that's
the path in which you have to win. And if Mitch Robinson isn't healthy, then now you're talking about putting OG on him at like what, 6'9"? So I think they still have some work to do. And you know, we've heard the reports of them trying to get Durin from the Pistons. But I
Kessler,
do like Kessler. I do like what they've done, but I think they still have some moves that they have to make to be able to kind of close the gap.
So if you're going to rank them, Boston's still number one in the East, right? Like they're the defending champs. You
yeah, Boston.
Put them
I mean,
one.
Yeah, they just okay. won. They just, yeah.
I have the Sixers at number two.
And I had to convince you.
And you did. Yeah, no, I had to reflect on it because I originally was fighting with Bart about it. And then the more I thought about it, because currently, not, you know, I don't know what they'll be, but currently I still have the Knicks at three, mainly because they don't have enough depth at a position that if you're going to beat the Sixers, you're going to beat the Celtics, you've got to have centers to throw at Embiid and also the ability to guard a guy like Porzingis. When come playoff time, he'll be back. So do you agree with that?
I agree. I think maybe we do need to get another center just to give Mitch a break.
Right. Need some size.
So I agree they're number three, but...
Three's still pretty good.
Yeah, three's still pretty good. We never know until come playoff time.
Right.
They could really go rolling. I mean, we saw what they did against the Pacers. Oh, I mean, we lost against the Pacers, but...
Should have beat them, though.
Should have beat them.
We all know that.
We should have beat them.
Right.
And... We would have given the Celtics a great matchup if we were healthy. We would have.
Mm-hmm. Was this your best as a fan because of your age?
Right, you didn't see
this
Carmelo
your best
Day.
Season.
Yeah.
Like, was this your most fun Knick fan season?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
What was your favorite moment?
Probably when it was against the Sixers in the playoffs. DiVincenzo misses a three. Hartenstein gets the rebound, gives it to OG. OG passes it to DiVincenzo. He hits a three, and we win. And before that, Brunson. Hit the three.
That was the wild ending of game two, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Or was it? No. Game two?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that was
an incredible finish.
Yeah.
Great Mike Breen moment.
The no call foul.
Was that a double bang? I think that was a double bang.
Bang,
right?
Bang.
That was a double bang Mike Breen moment. Those are rare.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, you know, the fans made a shirt that had Mike Breen, who describes the entire sequence. Only Mike Breen can do it. Doesn't miss a single beat. And they have a T-shirt, and I got to give it to him. I want him to sign it, and we're going to see if we can auction it off for the Garden of Dreams Foundation. So, tell me more about this in your background, which is, and I think I remember this. You dressed in a Clyde suit.
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
I remember that. Now, was it the cow suit? Did I get it right?
No.
It wasn't the cow suit.
No, nothing compared to Clyde. It was just fireworks.
I knew it was definitely
something. I'm about to say, where the hell did you find that at?
No, man? Yeah, no.
Clyde get his stuff from drapery store.
A couch. Yeah, literally. Like, he has told that story.
Furniture store.
Yeah. What was the motivation behind that? And you mentioned Clyde as number one, and you think he's the best Knick of all time. But again, for somebody that... I don't even know if your dad was alive when Clyde was doing what he was doing, winning championships.
So, work.
What is it about Clyde that you feel so connected to that you were like, you know what, I'm going to wear a Clyde suit tonight?
Well, he always had that like flash on the court. And I loved watching his highlights. That's why I would always watch YouTube, watch his highlights before my games. I would always watch him.
Watch him?
Yeah.
Hey, you're an old soul. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. That's good.
Yeah, and
He probably likes Werther originals too.
Why don't you just grow some sideburns? Just go ahead, go all in.
But yeah, it's his play style too, and he was always a pest on defense, which is also what we love as an the Knicks on right now. Tibbs loves defense. Walt was a defensive player.
Yep.
So
does this current Knick team remind you of that team that won the championship? Because even though they had the captain, Willis Reed, they still were a bunch of guys that won and played together. They were a true team. Didn't have the superstars like Wilt Chamberlain and
they
the
became
big name
that.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so does that team remind you of this team?
Yeah, the chemistry-wise, it does. Mm-hmm. They had that bond that we don't see most of the time. Like the Sixers, they just went and got superstars. We don't know if they have that chemistry. I mean, we saw in Brooklyn.
Great point.
In Brooklyn, they had all those stars that never worked out well.
That's a great point. And then Joel Embiid is such a great question mark when it comes to playoff time.
Yeah.
Why?
Injuries.
Exactly.
Yeah.
his ability to be on the floor for his team is a rarity.
And yet he plays for his team USA. This is the craziest thing.
Well, that's certainly the other part of
it. And he's from Cameroon, so I don't even know how.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened.
How's the other? He's African.
He was a free agent.
Go play for Africa.
Yeah, Bart has this whole thing about we don't want to get into that right now. Christian, first and foremost, you get on the mic. Very comfortable. Is he not, Bart?
Yeah, man, smooth.
The first thing we had him do on live radio was Power Hour, which most people would like back away. Tom quit in the middle of it. He quit. We have one of our producers, Tom. He's not here today. Jake will pull it up. Mm-hmm. That we had him do it one day.
Can hang.
He couldn't do it. He couldn't say, here, you can hear it now. This is Tom. This is an experienced radio producer who had to step up because Bart wasn't in one day, and this is what he did.
It's the Power Hour. Hour. I hate this already.
Bailed out.
No enthusiasm.
Bailed out, right? Here's Jake.
It's the Power Hour.
What about Dan?
He fails.
What about
you? You step up. It's the first time you're on live radio, and you brought it, outpowered Bart.
You have to keep saying that.
So I noticed that. Well, I just want to point out.
I lost, Al.
First of all, I want to remind everybody.
Picking a scab.
We have a new champion. I beat a real champion. But he's 15.
He has already.
Let me just tell you something. He's got
a soprano tenor?
He's got
a soprano tenor?
Singing voice.
Just ignore him, please. Just focus on me. Focus on me. He's here for entertainment. I'm here to talk to you. But I am noticing a presence, a confidence.
Style,
right?
Little swag.
And, by the way, pipes.
Yeah.
His voice is great on the radio, is it not?
It is.
Do you want to do this? You should think about being in this business.
This is what I want to do.
This is what you want to do?
Yeah, sure.
He's forcing me to come with my deep voice.
It's funny, it says that right here. But I knew that already.
Bart Scott After Dark.
Oh, here we go. Now Bart's going to try to do that.
Smooth, cool jazz.
What is, like, if you had a dream, like, in the end, this is what I'd be doing, like, after I've worked my way up in the business, what is, like, the ultimate thing? Like, if you could do something in this business, what would it be?
Honestly, this. Just, like, talking about sports 24-7, especially the Knicks.
Trust me, if you would work 24-7, this business, they would make you work 24-7.
Oh, ESPN will. The last thing you should have done is said,
I'll work 24-7. Yeah. John Winthrop's about to run in here and hand you a contract.
He just clipped that.
John's like, he'll work. Okay, Bart, you want another day off?
You promise?
Let me just bring Christian in.
You promise?
He'll work all day.
You promise?
I'll do it.
No, you don't want to. Trust me. Say, I'll do this for 3 hours a day.
You say that.
All right, 3 hours a day.
Yeah, that's a lot smarter. Trust me. They'll make you work. So you like this. You like the banter, the sports talk,
the power rankings
and all that stuff.
Like to talk to the peoples.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's perfect. Do you do this? Like, do you have because a lot of guys now have podcasts. They talk with their friends. They do this stuff. Do you do any of this stuff now?
I used to do some YouTube a lot.
Really?
YouTube, yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. See, we learn it from the new school. That's how they get their content.
Should we go on
video?
Should we have video?
Now, are you one of those kids? Yeah, we should.
We should be on video.
Are you one of those kids? Because we're trying to figure out, because we old, right? We born in the 1900s.
Be careful with this question. He is 15.
We're trying to figure out where it's going.
I'm trying to figure out where this is going, too.
On YouTube, do you watch other people playing video games?
Oh, please say no. Please say no.
I used to when I was little. Not anymore. Not anymore.
So you watch other people playing the game when you could be playing the game yourself.
Well, they're entertaining. They add, like, a little fun to it.
Because of the talking smack that goes on as they're playing it?
Yeah.
So you're not watching it to watch them play it?
Well, both. They could be really good, too. I could get the...
I can't relate to this.
Yeah, it's like you're watching somebody play a game that you could be playing with your friends. It's like, huh?
Like, you could be doing that, but you choose to watch somebody else do it.
You know you got the game, right? Like, call your friends over and play the damn game.
Like, put Dad on the mic real quick. Put Dad on the mic. Jake, can you get Dad on the mic?
Does Dad know up, down, left, right, B, A, select, start?
I need Dad to explain to me. Like, do you do that? Do you look at him and go, are you watching him play that? You know you can play that game. Do you ever do that?
Nope, not at all.
Do you do the same thing? You watch other people play a game?
No. It's ridiculous. I have no idea why they're doing this, you know.
Right. You're young enough to be from a video game era. What was your game?
Mike Tyson Punch-Out.
So I don't have to tell you up, down, down, left, right,
you know exactly
DA, select, start. You know exactly what that is, right?
See, now I'm drawing a blank.
Oh, that's Contra. That's the cheat code.
There you go.
30 minutes.
Yes, Contra, yes.
Up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select, start. Mm. You need to go.
He has that tattooed, by the way, on him.
I'm sure he does. We got some homework for you,
but
man.
But on Punch-Out.
You got to go watch.
Punch-Out, who was the one fighter in Punch-Out that, like, even though you probably eventually got by him, because everybody gets to Tyson at some point if you played enough.
Yeah, I never got
But there. you never got to Tyson?
I can't get past Bull, man.
You sucked at it.
Who
was the fighter that you just could he was your
nemesis.
Nemesis. He was your speed bump, whatever you want to call it.
Ooh. It's the guy with the bald head. What's his name?
Bald Bull. See, he told you. You got away because he come in. Christian,
you helped that out a lot around the house, don't you?
Like, yeah.
Very clear.
He did. You act like he said Don Flamingo. He didn't say Don Flamingo.
He said, you just said Bald
King
Bull.
Hippo.
And then he said, the guy with the bald head, I don't remember his name.
I didn't say,
honestly, Christian, when dad crosses the street, you're looking both ways for him, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm helping him.
All right. Well, Christian, this has been a lot. We could do a whole half hour, Christian, but the time certainly has gotten away from us. But Christian with us again with the Garden of Dreams. And you have been through a lot. We know that. Diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And you want to be in this business. And I'm telling you right now, son, you have it. You definitely have it. So keep working at it.
Thank
Absolutely
you.
Impressed with you. Garden Dreams Foundation helps young people facing illnesses, financial challenges, or death or injury of a family member in uniform experience a lasting joy and build successful futures. It is a partnership with MSG Entertainment, MSG Sports, Sphere Entertainment, and we provide access to world-class events and spaces, scholarships, mentorship, and other inspiring educational opportunities. Since its inception in 2006, the Garden Dreams Foundation has distributed over $11 million to fund community projects and grants in the tri-state area, awarded over $5.8 million in scholarships, and impacted over 425,000 young people like Christian. And so you keep in touch with me, all right? I'm going to help you through this, and you're gonna be in this business.
Well, I got some homework for you, too.
I need a
book report on Coming to America.
Yes.
And I need you and your dad to beat Contra, because that's teamwork. And if he steals more than five of your men, then put him on punishment. You know what I'm saying? You'll understand what that means before.
Okay. And then play Mike Tyson's punch out and see if you can get past Bald Bull.
Okay.
Christian, great job. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys too.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Be in love with ESPN. Reset your preset with ESPN New York. Show us you're listening by uploading a photo of a device playing the ESPN New York app for a chance to win. Get this, a once-in-a-lifetime experience with your favorite radio host.
Yeah.
Head to the contest tile on the ESPN New York app to enter. This week's giveaways is a visit to the ESPN New York studios to visit, us.
Yes.
Bart and Han on Wednesday, August 28th, Leo season. You'll enjoy and have a chance to even join us live on the air.
Do the power hour like Christian did.
Keep it locked in. He set the bar. Keep it locked in all summer long for more great experiences.
Bring gas.
It's Bart and Han brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. You know what's interesting? The WNBA has the stage tonight. Right?
Do they have a new deal, too? Did they get a new $1 billion deal with Amazon, Peacock, and ESPN?
Actually, the WNBA is playing right now. Why?
Are they?
Yeah, Dreaming Mystics.
That's live?
Dreaming the Mystics are playing live.
That's live, son?
Why?
I guess they figure all the kids, all their fans
and that
are at
was
home
the Power Hour, brought to you by the all-electric Cadillac Lyriq. Lyriq can go the distance with an agile drive that makes every mile a milestone. Some vehicles are simply made. Cadillac vehicles are made to be iconic. Visit your tri-state Cadillac dealer today. K-Show next. See you tomorrow, Bart.
Holla. It's so juicy.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.